and Free King Group were back at council last night, but to a much more muted response this time. WKBK's Brad Ryder has that part of last night's council news.
They brought cameras and masks and bottles and sat in anticipation of the buzzwords, at which mention they took a swig. Many who didn't drink were in attendance to support those who did. As he did last time, the mayor warned the audience that open containers and disruptions were not allowed in the council chambers. Then, as he and a small police presence ignored the drinkers, the mayor accepted a letter from a Keene resident asking for a reversal of the city's open container ordinance. Then council business continued, as did the bottle tipping. I'm Brad Ryder for WKBK News.
Good morning, neighbors. How are you? Welcome to your open mic program. Finally, Friday. It is August 20th, the year 2010. I am Dan Mitchell, and you are next on the air. Let's go to the phones. KBK, you're on open mic. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dan. It's Sam Dotson here.
Sam, how are you today?
Doing all right. Now, I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of your morning show. I think you're a great on-air personality. I appreciate the local content, but you got to stop helping these bureaucrats, because last night, they had the central planning guys come in and give a presentation on the master plan. And during the master plan presentation, as you can imagine, they used the word master plan quite often, and we counted at least 55 times. Every vote was also unanimous, so there's another 10. I don't think I brought enough bottles in, because I went through three at least. I know a lot of other people ran out as well.
Now, what you're referring to is yesterday I mentioned a way to kind of get back to you guys would be look at the rules that you have in the city council drinking game, pick a particular word or phrase and say it as often as possible, and they said master plan over 50 times?
55 times at least that the one guy counted, yeah.
That is what I suggested. Now, had there been real alcohol in a lot of those beverages, I would assume that some people who were driving afterwards would have had a hard time.
Yeah, and, you know, really the whole thing behind this drinking game is to get people to the city council meeting, and it worked. You know, the seats were full. Some people were there for the master plan, but there were a lot of activists there, and they were asking questions like, wow, I can't believe there was no discussion on the things that they voted on. What strings were attached to the $500,000 or whatever it was that they took from the federal government to upgrade the airport? So, you know, it's getting people involved. Heike ended up writing her letter to the city council. She's planning to go to the whatever the smaller committee meeting is, where the public is allowed to speak, and speak at that. So it is sort of spurring some in-the-system activism, as it was really designed to do.
Well, I can't fault getting more people to the meetings. I mean, I would agree with you wholeheartedly that
that
is a good thing. They're boring. Well,
but they're boring. The drinking game makes it fun.
Nobody said they weren't. Did anybody at any point start chuckling about how often they were saying master plan? You know, saying, oh, my God. You know?
I think there were a lot of smiles. I don't think we were laughing, because just for the sensitivity of the situation, everybody was pretty quiet and on their best behavior. I think there was at least one person that I know of that was drinking alcohol, but, you know, because of the repetitive master plan thing, they were just sort of taking fake sips and doing the motion.
So basically, it's like going back to college, and you always had those people in the dorm room who would fake doing the drinking when you were doing the drinking game.
Yeah,
you know, and all of a sudden you'd notice that while everybody else has polished off three or four beers, that person was still on the same beer, even though they were losing a lot.
Exactly, yeah.
So, I hate that.
A little flask, and there was actually nothing in it, so he was just drinking air the entire night.
Nice, jeez. Well, the next city council meeting will be brought to you by Budweiser, and just think how much they could sell outside. In all seriousness, with Heike writing her letter, and again, this is what normally would happen. The mayor and the council refer it to a particular committee. If it has to do with, the rec department, it goes to, you know, that particular department. So she has written a request to have them look again at the ordinance that bans open containers on public property in the city of Keene. Now, some would suggest that that's the right way to change rules and laws that people feel are unfair. So she's going to go about the right process. One would hope, though, that for those who want to see that ban lifted, that they go about it in a manner that, what's the best way to put it, is mature, I guess, in that the whole, you know, getting arrested for drinking out on Central Square and things of that nature dies down a little bit so the issue can be taken more seriously. You know, because I think you actually had a pretty good shot at getting support for the decriminalization of marijuana or lessening the charges against people who want to smoke a joint in public until things got out of hand, and then you lost a lot of that valuable support.
Well, I don't know how true that is, because we talked to Matt Simon, who is the New Hampshire common sense guy that's been driving much of the political and the system process out in Concord related to medical marijuana and marijuana decrim. And he actually said at one of our events that it really, the protests and the 420 rallies and so forth have not really significantly harmed what he's doing out in Concord.
Yeah, well, maybe there in Concord, but if things were going to start here in Keene, I think it would, because we've seen the video with people yelling at the cops and people getting arrested. And it's not everybody. It's like anything else. There's one or two that you see really going overboard.
And some of those guys, one of those guys is gone. The guy from Pumpkin Fest who was cussing in the megaphone, he's no longer here. At the 420 thing, one of the guys who was screaming at the cops and was pulled off by other activists was actually a local and not one of our guys. And at the same time, we're always working, trying to do this better and more effectively in a more calm manner. And as time goes by, I think we do a pretty good job of improving.
Other than trying to get more people to the council meeting, a recommendation might be not to have people show up and do the drinking game as this real request to city council makes its way through the committee and then back before the full city council. They might take it more seriously.
Maybe, you know? Yeah. I guess probably Heike will take the lead on that and offer ask the other activists to either come and support her playing the drinking game or not playing the drinking game, and then it's up to them how they want to do it.
Let me ask you, in the video, the guy wearing the mask, was that a mask of Randy?
No, that was Ian, because at the last city council meeting, when the two of us were arrested, he's now been put on house arrest to where he can't leave from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So he can't even attend the city council meetings anymore. So one of the activists made up masks for everybody, and at nightcap we all put them on and were Ian clones for the night.
Wow, so that's a treat.
There was something else interesting.
By the way, I mentioned for some reason, because they were talking about Randy Filio, they accept his resignation last night. For some reason, it looked like Randy, so I thought that was kind of funny. But anyway, so it was Ian. All right, well, one other thing, then I got to let you go and let some other folks speak.
Sure. So before the meeting, you know, we read about all this anti-Free Keene hatred and vitriol in the comments and the Sentinel and so forth. So we actually had the first anti-Free Keene protesters show up. And it was two people, a guy that had a Starbucks cup or something that said, Free Keene from the Free State. And I'm setting up to interview a guy named Puke, or that's his nickname. He's a veteran from Afghan and Iraq. He's been in both those conflicts. And while this is going on, this guy stands up next to him, and I ask him, you know, oh, hey, what's your cup? And he says, he reads it off, and I says, what does that mean? He says, we want the Free Keene idiots out of here. Leave Keene, and da-da-da-da-da. And so I said, okay, great. And I start doing the interview with Puke. I said, you can stand there. That's fine. And he says, that's what I'm going to do. And as I continue the interview, he just holds the cup up in front of Puke's face while I'm trying to film, because, you know, he was just intentionally trying to disrupt what I was doing. And so then I walked up to him, stood right in front of him and said, you know, you need to stop interfering with what I'm doing here. He put the cup up in my face and, not very hard, but accidentally hit my nose with it, I think. So I grabbed the cup out of his hand and it kind of got crumpled. And then I let him go and said, look, just back up and stop interfering. If you want to stand in the background, that's fine. Well, then he comes over and trying to put the cup in front of my camera, he hits my camera. So again, I grab his arm and, you know, get him back and let him know, look, don't touch my camera stuff. They've got their little guy there filming with his camera phone and so forth. And so while this Iraqi veteran is talking about how he was over there risking his life in these other countries before he was even old enough to enjoy alcohol. This guy's in the background protesting against us and so forth. And he talked about, he made a good point that, you know, it doesn't take an open container to be disorderly. This guy's being disorderly and disruptive and being a jerk. And he's sober.
And I knew about this incident, and somebody sent me the video this morning. And I think their point was this, that it was sort of you getting some, not you particularly, but the behavior of some of the Free Keen people. And by the way, you notice they're being called Free Keen now instead of Free Staters. I think
people are
starting to make that differentiation, that you're just getting some of your own medicine, because we've seen video over the years, whether it's happened at outside city court, city hall. There's some of the videos that happened going back to some of the, your first activism was at the courthouse, and whether or not you could film in the courthouse, outside the courthouse, what officially was, you know, the line drawn between being in court, out of court, whatever. And there was a lot of the behavior that Sam sounds a lot, you know, very similar to, instead, you know, being asked to leave, then just leave. Don't be disruptive or be disruptive. Interfere with an arrest, interfere with a policeman trying to do their job, meaning something as subtle as standing in front of a cruiser while the cruiser's trying to pull off. How is that any different than a guy putting a cup up in front of a camera?
Well, the guy with the cup, I think, was, you've got kids. Have they ever played the I'm not touching you game? Where they hold, you know, the hand in front of the other one's face or try to do something to annoy them. And, I'm not touching you, I'm not touching you.
No.
Okay,
no.
Well, we did that when we were kids.
Well, that's ask me if I'm surprised. Doing. Go on, continue. I said, ask me if I'm surprised.
Oh, this is the equivalent, though. If you were at the park with your family sitting down for a picnic and somebody comes up right to the edge of your blanket, puts some sign in front of your face, and then starts, trash-talking you, that's not acceptable behavior. That's disruptive and alarming and causes an affront. That's disorderly conduct. So the guy was actually breaking the law in what he was doing. He could stand behind, and in fact, he did stand behind Puke while I was interviewing him. And I thought it made for a great shot, and I would have loved if he would have done that the first time without actually interfering in what I was trying to do and stopping me. Whereas when people are standing in front of the car, yes, they're stopping the police from leaving, but it's the police's job to arrest people who do that and take them to jail, and then they get to make their statement. The police do their job and go on with their day.
I appreciate the call. That video, is that up on the Free Keen site as well? Oh, I lost you. I lost you, Sam. That's all right. I believe it is. But again, the person showed it to me because they thought it was kind of turnabout is fair play. Whether it's walking a dog, driving a car, or, you know, getting their legal rights performed at a courthouse somewhere. It's when you cross that line, when you interfere with others in order to get your message across, that I think things become a little unstable, and, you know, there has to be a certain line drawn. Now, how is it any different than during the civil rights movement, a black man walking into a whites-only restaurant and taking a seat at a lunch counter? How is it any different than Rosa Parks simply just going to the back of the bus? Did she interfere with anybody's life? No. Did she get a point across? Yes. You're next on Open Mic. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. This is Pam Russell Flack.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How's Mom?
She's very good, thank you.
Tell her I said hello.
I will.
Is she right there next to you?
No.
I know. I was thinking.
No, she's at home.
All right. She's probably listening, going, oh, God, what are they going to talk about now?
Oh, probably.
What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I'm calling because the letter that Heike Corsa had sent to the council last night concerning the ordinance.
Yes.
The container ordinance.
Right.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that people knew that it has been forwarded to the MFSI committee, Municipal Services, Facilities, and Infrastructure Committee, and it'll be on our agenda on Wednesday night at 6:30.
Okay, and where is that? Right up at where the...
Right in City Hall.
City Hall. Mm-hmm. Now, are you the chairman of that committee?
I am.
Okay. So, for people who don't know, and you, I guess, heard maybe part of the conversation that I was having with the previous caller about this is the right way to change an ordinance in the city of Keene, what's the process? How does this work? What can be expected at the meeting on Wednesday?
Well, Wednesday night, it's been put on the agenda, and there are other things that are on the agenda, so we will follow, they'll follow the agenda until that issue comes up, at which time Heike will be able to speak to the letter that she sent in, and city staff will also speak to the ordinance as well, and then it will be open to people who are there, either for the ordinance or against the ordinance, and people will have the opportunity to speak to it.
Okay, and so that you just, people say, I'd like to speak, or do they have to get there a little early to sign up that they want to be on the list to speak?
No.
How does that work?
Nope. They will, whoever shows up will have the opportunity. I will ask people in the audience if they wish to speak to her letter, and then they will have to stand up, give their name, full address, and then speak to whatever they want to talk to in her letter. They will be talking only about the issue that is in her letter.
Now, does she address it first? Does she, because she's the one that presented
yes.
it, do you say, here, would you like to speak to your motion, so to speak, to your,
well,
to your
I
request?
Well, I ask her if she would like to speak to the letter that she sent in to the council.
Okay, and because I don't have a copy of it, what does it basically say, to paraphrase? Is it just a request? Or actually, Paul has a copy of it. He's going to run it into me. That means I have to look at Paul's Hawaiian shirt. A little painful. So then what happens? So they talk about it, they discuss it, then you vote and make a recommendation to full council. Is that what
yes.
happens after that?
Yes.
Okay.
Unless there's some type of missing information that we feel that we need and we could end up putting it on more time because we had some questions that were asked that couldn't be answered, and then we put it on more time, and then they have to bring it back to us.
Yeah. Now, is one of the people that you would look for information from the chief of police or somebody representing the Keene Police Department?
Probably,
yeah. In regards to how the drinking law has been handled since it went on the books several years ago.
1978.
Yeah, and things like that, I mean.
Yeah.
So the police will maybe be part of
probably
the discussion?
Probably police and probably public works.
Okay. Because this may involve, obviously, drinking.
Public safety.
You know, at Ashwheelet River Park, for example, which
How
is city on land.
Downtown Keene.
Well, that too. They used to do that, you know, years ago.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm in the process of getting the history. I was around back in 1978, but I believe it was brought forward because of public drinking going on in the square.
Yeah. And I mean, you grew up here. I grew up here.
I did, so
we knew what was going on. Your thoughts about it so far? Are you going to withhold judgment until...
I'm going to withhold until I hear what people have to say.
Okay. Well, good.
I mean, because there has been, I'm sure there will be calls. There may be some people, and I'm sure there are, you know, that are in favor of keeping it in place. So I think we'll have to see what happens and what type of information we get and what's happened since the ordinance was put in place, you know, over 30 years ago.
Yeah. Well, the meeting again, Wednesday at City Hall.
6:30.
People can go and talk both for or against it.
Yes.
Or just listen.
Yes.
Now, that's not televised, or is that televised?
No, that one is not.
Okay.
Not yet. None of the subcommittees are televised yet.
Now, remember, if people show up and they start playing that drinking game, say Master Plan 97 times. All right, Pam, thanks for calling into the show.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks an awful lot. 946-357-1290. Again, if you want to see video from last night's city council meeting, we have it online, the exclusive report with Brad Ryder at WKBKradio.com. It's free. It's easy. You just click right there on the picture from the meeting last night, and you'll see what was going on.